Welcome to another worldwide Godcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of John as we turn to chapter 16 this morning as we celebrate the solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity today. We'll be in verses 12 through 15. I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth. He will not speak on his own, but he will speak what he hears, and will declare to you the things that are coming. He will glorify me, because he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I told you that he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. On this solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity, we reflect deeply on the profound connection between the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, as revealed in John 16, verses 12 through 15. In these verses, Jesus assures his disciples that even when he departs, the Holy Spirit, referred to as the Spirit of Truth, will come to guide them into all truth. This divine guidance is pivotal. It empowers us to comprehend and live according to God's holy will. The Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, embodies the perfect unity and love that God desires for humanity. The Spirit of Truth illuminates the path for us to glorify the Father and the Son through our lives and actions, directing us toward a deeper relationship with them all. On this day, we celebrate this divine mystery and recognize how the Holy Spirit equips us with the strength to live out our faith authentically. Today, as we visit the prison to share the message of salvation and share some cereal with them, Raisin Bran, Fruit Loops, Cocoa Krispies, and some Frosted Flakes. We bring some bananas with us and some strawberries and some blueberries and allow them the opportunity to acknowledge the significance of this mission. In this place of confinement, the hope of the Trinity serves as a beacon of light, reminding the inmates that they are never alone. Through the Spirit, they are invited to experience redemption and transformation, discovering that the truth of God can set them free, even within the walls that confines them. As we share the message of God's love and the power of His grace, we highlight how the Spirit of Truth not only glorifies the Father and the Son, but also enhances our ability to embrace His will. Together, we affirm our commitment to live in accordance with this truth, reflecting the unity of the Holy Trinity in our lives. May this solemn feast inspire us all to be bearers of hope and the messengers of salvation. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. The Lord's Prayer, at the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Today my poem comes from John 16, it's verses 12 through 15. We've got a 1, 2, 3, 4 stanza poem, it's ongoing. It's titled, The Spirit of Truth Will Guide You. In whispers soft, the truth unfolds. From Jesus' lips, a promise told. I have much more to share with thee. But now, dear hearts, wait patiently. The Spirit comes, the guide divine, to lead us into truth's design. No longer lost in shadows dim, in light we walk, our hearts are Him. He speaks of Christ, the Son so dear, glorifying all, dispelling fear. The Father's love, the Spirit's grace, in unity we find our eternal place. So let us heed this call anew, in every heart the truth renew. As witnesses of love supreme, in faith we live, in hope we dream. Amen. I'm Thomas Shercruz Wiggins. It's June 15th, 2025. Recording this morning at 4:44 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, up with the angels today, as we continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soul man in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. As we close today at 7:11, as we often do, as we call out to the Lord and reminding our that we are celebrating the Most Holy Trinity today. It's the solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity as we continue to bear witness to what the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit mean to our lives. It means salvation, and that's life eternal. Amen. If you want to live forever, call on the Lord, the Savior of all, Jesus Christ. So we close at 7:11 in Jesus' sweet name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you in Jesus' sweet name. Amen. I love you, Tony. Peace be with us all.